we can keep you rolling our chat, or if you'd like to take a break, we can have John step up.
I'll just keep you on air. On page 65, John doesn't know anything about pheasants, so I'll just keep going. On page 65 would be our youth pheasant hunting season. Mr. Chair and the commission, working with a young lady here last year, we did make a change to this season from a 5 to a 9 day season, which included 2 weekends. And I can tell you my personal experience with my son, we took full advantage of this and had a great time. It was a pretty darn good year to have a youth out during this present youth pheasant season last year. So with that, this is a 3-year recommendation, Mr. Chair. We have no recommended changes for you to consider. So I guess no action is needed unless you want to have some discussion.
Looks good. I move to approve.
Mr. Chair, page 66, the resident pheasant hunting season. Again, another 3-year recommendation here for you. You can see the season dates listed above there. This is a 3-day season on lands that are open to public hunting only. Great opportunity for resident pheasant hunters. We got no changes here as well, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, on page 67 would be the regular pheasant hunting season, and I don't know if Rachel had provided you an updated action sheet on this. We did catch something in here that we would like to address with you here today. Do you have that in front of you, Mr. Chair? Rachel or Chris, do they have the revised action sheet in front of them?
Chad, hold on 1 second. Nick is going to screen share for all the commissioners.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Chair, if you remember last year, we made changes to a couple things regarding this season. Would have been the 10 a.m. start for the entire season, and then we added the month of January to that regular pheasant hunting season. We did find something that we likely missed in our rule cleanup last year. So essentially we have an administrative rule. We have 3 units for pheasant hunting. One would be the statewide season. A unit 2 would include some of the game bird or game refuges we have on state-owned property. And then unit 3 is the season that's open at Sand Lake. And the one omission that we did not get completed last year would be to modify the season end dates for those respective units. We would like to change those ending on the first Sunday of January like they used to the remainder of the season, which would allow those seasons to extend through the end of January like they are statewide. I can assure you that our regional staff have had this discussion with Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and they are in concurrence to offer pheasant hunting opportunity through the end of January. So those would be the 2 recommended changes we have for you here today on that, and again, just a rule cleanup. So
thank you.
Mr. Chairman, for that, and then we would ask for action just to move that one forward because it wouldn't be a change.
Okay. Perfect. Move to approve. Thank you. All right, so moved and seconded. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, just a little side note, and I'm not going to share much of the data here today, but we did implement a pheasant and grouse hunter survey in addition to our standard survey. We wanted to try to get a sense of how many hunters actually took advantage of and participated in that month of January. And actually, we asked those respondents to tell us how much they hunted in October, November, December and January. So we've got some neat information coming in. It's very preliminary, but it's interesting to see the level of participation and harvest that occurred during that January time period. So we will update you with that once we have some final numbers. Okay. Mr. Chair, on to page 68 would be the grouse hunting season. Again, another three-year recommendation. You can see the season dates listed up there. And within those season dates does include one of the recommended changes that we would like to bring forward to you here today. The first recommended change is for La Creek National Wildlife Refuge. We actually met with the refuge staff here over the past year, and they were actually kind of surprised that this one was on the books, and they would like to start their season with the statewide opener. So that season currently starts on the third Saturday of October. They would like to change that to coincide with the statewide season and start the grouse season at La Creek on the third Saturday of September. And then the second recommended change there for discussion today would be to modify the season end date of the grouse season from the first Sunday of January to January 31 to coincide with the end of the pheasant hunting season. South Dakota's got a unique opportunity here for prairie grouse, and we strongly feel that there would be no negative impact to the population with an harvest opportunity on prairie grouse here in January. South Dakota is unique that it's just one of a few other states that can offer an opportunity for someone to harvest a pheasant, a sharp-tailed grouse, and a greater prairie chicken in the same day or same weekend. And I guess when evaluating some of the harvest estimates from South Dakota, and we reached out to our surrounding states that have prairie grouse hunting seasons, it was estimated that, approximately, I've got 90 in here, but looking at some of the preliminary data coming in from that survey that I just touched upon, it's estimated that maybe, 60 to 70, up to 90% of that total grouse harvest occurs during the months of September and October. While limited harvest is expected to occur into January, if this would be implemented, we feel it would provide an opportunity for pheasant hunters. We don't feel there's going to be grouse hunters out there specifically targeting grouse, but for pheasant hunters to opportunistically harvest a grouse while pheasant hunting would be a unique opportunity. And I can attest to that. On the last day of the January season this year, I had a greater prairie chicken get up in front of me at 15 yards and just waved at him as he flew away. I mean, great to see and whatnot, but that could have been an opportunity to harvest a grouse there, but just a side note. So with that, Mr. Chair, those are the two recommended changes we have for you, and would sure look forward to any discussion or answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, entertain a motion. The move?
Second.
Thank you. Further comments or questions?
Just to say that we're going to have see what the public will say on the next month. I'm certainly in favor of moving this ahead, but mostly to get the public to weigh in and change it into the 31st week. We'll have reason about doing that last year when we moved the president's office. But I think this is the best way to get public input out on the girls and what they want to do. So thank you.
Yeah, I would concur, and I think we've had what was trepidation going into the season has turned into appreciation because we've had a lot of people in the field longer, and it's and of course with our mild winter, it really provided an extra opportunity for folks to get out, work their dogs, and really have a fulfilling season by the way we extended it, and adding grouse would seem to make sense as we start to get these seasons lined up. So, having said that, I would entertain a motion. Oh, we've already had that. Now we need to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, just to expedite some time here, the next six action sheets, we have no recommended changes for you. They would be three-year recommendations that would include quail, mourning dove, partridge, crow, rabbit, and tree squirrels. I guess we don't need any action from the commission on these because there's no recommended changes that we are bringing to you as a department, but if there's something that we want to talk about here, we certainly can do so. Just trying to save some time here.
I appreciate that. Anybody have any comments or questions from the commission? Mr. Spring.
On the quail, is there any data on the population of those? In my area, they're just very, very rare to see one. The population never seems to come up. I'm just wondering what a lot of the rest of the state's like in population. Do you have anything on?
Yeah, through the chair, Mr. Commissioner Spring, that's a good question. So here in South Dakota, quail, they're a small bird. We are on the northern fringe of their distribution here within North America. So I would say, the core quail habitat we have, if you want to call it that here in South Dakota, would be, in the southeastern part of the state, predominantly along the Missouri River system. Those breaks and those upland adjacent crop habitats that are along that edge habitat for quail. So it's not to say that there aren't natural quail populations in other parts of the state. We do get reports of quail in some real odd areas, and you wonder if they're not from, releases of pen-raised birds or whatnot, but I guess South Dakota's core primary range would be in the southeastern, south central part of the state. Historically, we had done quail whistle count surveys that you conduct in June. We used to drive, I believe, 20-mile transects, and you'd stop every mile, and you would document, presence or absence or the number of male bobwhite quails that were whistling. We just don't do those surveys anymore. We really got to the point where what were we doing with that data or information, and just trying to prioritize staff time and expenditures, and we haven't conducted that survey for maybe 4, 5, 6 years. So we don't have a lot of information on quail, nor do we get much harvest information on quail.
Mr. Chairman, I interject here. Commissioner Spring, I'm going to assume something here that you were maybe thinking of great partridge. And in particular, when you're talking about your area of the state, and because bobwhite quail that Chad was talking about was exactly right on those are more limited to the southeast part of the state along Nebraska. But I think you might be talking about partridge that I think at times are oftentimes referred to as quail as well. And so we're playing semantics on words here. And so, Chad, if you don't mind, would you just interject a little bit from the perspective of partridge in South Dakota, because I believe that's what Commissioner Spring may have been thinking of when he asked the question.
Yeah, I can certainly try that. I'm not going to talk here and advocate myself as a partridge expert, so I will share the limited knowledge I have. I know partridge historically were distributed much broader across our state. In fact, I believe we at one time was probably one of the premier states to come and try to hunt partridge. I do know that they are the partridge are attracted to a landscape that probably includes lots of small grain. Edgy type of habitat and edge species. I believe they like those small grains in association with the landscape, and it's comprised of some well-managed pastures or grasslands or whatnot. I guess I can't really tell you specifically, Commissioner Spring, what our issue or situation is with partridge, but I can certainly have Travis Runya give us an update on Partridge if you would like at an upcoming commission meeting, or have him reach out to you individually if you would like.
I see out here that originally they were killing 10,000 a year, but the Partridge now is down to 4,000. I just wondered what that population on that is.
Yeah, no, we have noticed, you know, I think just the number, I think that harvest, Commissioner Spray might fall back and correlate with the actual number of hunters that are pursuing partridge. But it's, yeah, I mean, it's a true indicator that we have less hunters reporting that they hunted partridge, and obviously less harvest on partridge. And I've been in your neck of the woods pronghorn hunting, and you know as well as probably anybody, I mean, you get into some of those riparian draws where I call there some buck brush or whatnot. I mean, you can find a partridge there, and some years they're there, and some years they're not there, and you wonder what the heck happened to them.
All right, thank you, Chad.